face. Cause the music makes me feel like you. When I see that look on your face. Cause the music makes me feel you. When I see that look on your face.
I'm here in Exeter Lemon Grove with Matt from Mostep. How did the band start and form?
Well, basically, me and Josh went to university together, Westminster, too many years ago now. We used to play in bands together and write music. Then we went off on our separate ways, and Josh basically just started producing music with his brother Tony. They started Mostep Radio, and it seemed to get some really like massive interest really quickly. So we thought we'd just get together, put some musicians over it, and just see what happens. And here we are now, really. It was just quite a natural progression.
So how come you all decided to make electronic rock dubstep music?
Well, I think it's like the sound of the band comes from each member individually, like our inspirations where we come from, but definitely Tony and Josh were producing a lot of kind of dubstep and electro kind of stuff, and me and Nick were definitely the rock and roll element, and we just thought, let's smash them together, see what happens, and yeah, that's the Mostep sound you get today. It's just all of us coming from different angles, and yeah, me coming from a metal background, I said we need to put some brutal drum.
So you said a bit about your inspirations. What sort of artists and stuff that inspired you guys?
Well, we have a lot of similar tastes, like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, like a lot of Motown. We love all that stuff, which you wouldn't really think about when you see us live. Stuff like Feel Good, you know, it's got kind of it's kind of got a kind of soul-y vibe to it when you listen to it in a different way. But me personally, Led Zeppelin, John Bonham is a personal hero of mine, like drum-wise. And Led Zeppelin is awesome too. Pantera, Pink Floyd, Rage Against the Machine, you know, I could go on and on and on. Biffy Clyro, I love Biffy at the moment as well.
Yeah, the new album's pretty good.
Really amazing. Yeah. But yeah, Josh will tell you, like, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, all that kind of stuff, and Tony's, Todd Edwards is a big hero of his production-wise, so yeah, all over the place. Me and Nick are very similar. He likes Hendrix a lot, obviously. Yeah.
Okay. So your debut album was finally out this week. It was number 16 in the midweek chart.
Very happy with that, yeah.
That was my question. How's that going for you guys? Did you find that good?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, we were just, yeah, elated to have it in the top. You know, we were aiming for a top 30, so the fact that it went in top 20 and still kind of there is more than we could have expected. So we just really, a bit mind-blowing, really. And there's so much hard work and, you know, it's been 2 years in the making, this album, so to have it finally having some kind of success is it's really great for all of us, and we're really happy, so yeah.
So you mentioned like it was 2 years in the making. How come it took so long? Did it get delayed, or what was the
inspiration? All I'm going to say is there was some altercations with the record label, and it was a lot of back and forth, and it just took longer than we had expected, and they wanted us to put more singles on there, so they gave it back, and we had to write more songs, and the whole thing took a long time, and in between that there was change of management and lots of boring stuff. That's why it took so long, and it's just so nice, and the weight off all of our shoulders to have it out.
Yesterday, the sunlight hurts my eyes. Put on no shades and wave to yesterday. The sunlight hurts my eyes. Put on no shades and wave to yesterday. The sunlight hurts my eyes.
And obviously, but you had quite a bit of chart success with the single Sunlight.
Sure.
And it had loads of YouTube views. Last time I checked, it was 22 million. Did you expect that?
The whole band has been a surprise for all of us, because we just started it to have fun, and we always said, like, you know, it's just we want to do this and have as much fun as possible. So to have the success going with it is incredible. But something about grannies getting mashed up apparently appealing to the world. So yeah, we didn't expect it, but it's so lovely that people appreciate it. And you know, we always said the videos that we want to make a video that we want to watch and we find amusing, so obviously a lot of people have the same sense of humour as us, so it's good. Yeah.
So have you guys been to Exeter before, in any show before?
In Exeter? We might have been, and I've forgotten, because we played so many shows. The boys do a lot of DJ shows, so they might have done, but definitely the first time here. So I'm going to go with the first time, it's just an easier answer.
And so you're coming towards the end of the UK tour promoting your album. How has that been going across the country?
You can't see this on radio, but look at my fingers. That kind of tells you how they're rough, basically.
I could, describe that.
It's been endurance and a bit brutal, but it's been a lot of fun, and every show has been sold out. And you know, last night was a personal highlight. We played Coco in London, which is a huge venue in Camden. And it was like a homecoming gig, and it was amazing to play that, because all of us individually used to go there when we were kids and illegally buy alcohol and dance along to you know, our favourite bands. And yeah, it's just been amazing. So lots of fun, but I'm really looking forward to getting back into my own bed, because the tour bus bed is so small and I'm quite a big guy. It's not been fun. The sunlight hurts my eyes. The sunlight hurts my eyes. The sunlight hurts my eyes. Don't look to the skies.
Tomorrow is another day.
I also saw some of the live recordings on YouTube of some of your performances, and they look pretty mental.
Yeah.
Where would you say is probably one of the best places you played?
On this tour? Or
in general, mentalist crowd, like the best crowd?
You know, it's when you go around the world, it's like each crowd's quite different, but Glasgow was really violent. They were really beating the hell out of each other in that crowd. You know, there was blood on the walls and stuff like that. So that was different kind of energy. But my personal favourite, so we've done Reading Festival, was absolutely amazing. Same thing again, you know, it was a dream to play on that stage.
Yeah.
So that was a personal favourite. We did the dance tent, yeah, that's right.
Man. I won.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked, man. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I love playing festivals, so yeah, Reading was definitely a highlight for all of us there, I can tell you that much, yeah.
So what's next for the band beyond this UK tour for the rest of the year?
World domination. Well, basically, yeah, we're finishing the UK one in a few days, and we're going off to Europe for a week or so to finish off the Evolution Theory tour. Then we got about 10 days off, and then we're doing a two-month tour of America, basically doing Coachella Festival, Ultra Festival in Miami, which is ridiculous. We're playing the same stage as Snoop Dogg, so that should be interesting. 32 dates out in America, so it's going to be nuts. And then as soon as we come back, hitting up all the festivals in the UK,
yep,
and hopefully some more festivals over in Europe, like Hufflepuff and places like that. No rest, basically, just relentless touring, getting the album out to as many people as possible, and just hoping for the best, really.
Whispers of new material, or
it's so hard to find time to start writing new material when you're on the road. But thankfully, like, technology being what it is these days, you just plug in your laptop and you can start coming up with ideas. But there's definitely some ideas in the pot, but I've just got to cook them up properly, right? Yeah. Tomorrow is another day.